Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustin, and we catch up on some of the Capital Region news this morning with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the paper. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, I see the regents are planning on a new timeline for revising Common Core, an issue that's been somewhat of a controversy in New York State.
Yes, this follows a multi-year review and revision of the controversial Common Core Educational Standards Program. Now the state appears to be ready to roll those revised standards out, but don't expect it to be like the last time when parents revolted, saying that the rapid pace and sloppy implementation was something that neither the students or the teachers were ready for. Our story today by education writer Bethany Bump looks at the new timeline that was discussed this week by the Board of Regents, in which they hope to start testing students on these revised learning standards in 2018. But the education officials, including Commissioner Mary Ellen Ilya, was adamant that the timeline is flexible so that districts that need more time to implement these changes will get it. The goal, they said, is to avoid a backlash that resulted from the first time around by rushing through these new standards and the new curriculum. As Ilya puts it, we don't want this to be so fast that we lose the people and leave them behind. Of course, it's a sharp contrast to the last time under Education Commissioner John King, which resulted in the protests all across the state and parents opting to pull their children out of standard testing. This time, there'll be training for teachers before they have to go into the classrooms and teach it. And just remember, the word here is flexible.
Speaking of flexible, it's common in politics for those with deep pockets to spread the money around evenly on both sides of the political aisle in order to hedge their bets. And it looks like, according to your Casey Seiler, that Donald Trump, the presidential candidate, has done just that in New York.
Yeah, according to the State Board of Election records, Trump's political donations in New York flowed to governors and lawmakers from both sides of the aisle. Since back in 2000, Trump has given more than $640,000 to candidates for local and state offices and to the political parties directly. A Times Union analysis shows the contributions were split pretty evenly between Democrats and Republicans. Governor Cuomo has received $64,000 from Trump since the beginning of the year 2000, the largest that any single candidate gave. And Trump has always argued that his business interests have benefited from this and points out that other politicians like Ronald Reagan were progressive Democrats before they evolved into true conservatives.
Talking with Mike Spain, the associate editor of the Times Union. For more on this or other stories in the paper today, you can go to timesunion.com. Mike, as always, we thank you.
Thank you, David.